Now this is channel 2 over, channel 2 over. This is channel 2 over, and I'll put in a few more remarks from Cookie's session, Friday night, 13th June, 69.
Brain block, I got to go home. That's what's on my hand now.
Yes, sir. Yes, get a load of that stuff, and I'll tell you, make me a ticket. He'll make it fine. I'll call him.
Find your tongue or?
Muddy in the brain.
Well, I got tarpaulin and
half and half.
Half time of each?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you got a tarpaulin?
I'll take my tarpaulin this time.
You mean that little thing?
Yeah, I'll keep it dry. If it rains. I can bring more than that, I mean, as far as I go.
I'll bring as much as you can bring.
I can bring a ton and a half.
This patch over here, that grass, it needs it bad. I just put it off. I didn't mean not to put any out there, but it... See, the weeds will take it over.
Yeah. Are you going to start cutting in the morning, tomorrow sometime?
Depends on how dry it is. If it'll dry off, see, I'll cut some. You got to cut when it's ready, whether it rains, it's just too bad.
It's just tough.
Yeah.
You can't put it up, you can't put it in the bale till you get it cut down.
No. I just cut a little at a time, though. About like this little field out here.
Yeah.
I never would cut all this out here. Not one time. You know, unless we got a dry spell. You know when it's going to be a dry spell. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Never did, though. It won't take it. How long, as a rule, you leave it late?
2 days. 2 days.
When
the ground is damp like this, it don't dry real fast.
But when it's dry, well, you can pretty near cut it today and barely tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when it's not so thick. It wouldn't be so thick. I don't fertilize it enough.
Well, it pays off both ways.
Well, I think it'd pay you to, go ahead and fertilize it if you're going to make hay. I just don't have the nerve.
Well, I better get got to maneuver them things around.
You want to put your nose, your limousine under the thing?
Yeah, I did.
You leave right here?
I just pull it down right out of the way and...
Oh, yeah. All right.
Then I'll...
Well, you can't, you don't, let me... Well, that's the very end of it. That's the very end of the Friday night session, 13 June, 69. This is channel 2 over, around 40. That is channel 2 over, around 40, for the little tape on Saturday, the 14th of June, 69. For the tape, little tape, on Saturday, the 14th of June, 69, Cookie brought the fertilizer in, packed the truck under the... old shed. After dinner, he came on up. He was down at his house trailer. Laura was down there, too. He came up to work, and the girls were here, Suzanne Veltowitz and her friend Fritzy. And I didn't know it, but I was loitering because I was covered with these bites. These new bites, they feel like chiggers, but they don't act like that to start with. So he came in for a cup of coffee before he left, and Laura joined him up here. What is that, Cookie? What is that thing made of? That exhaust pipe?
Made out of just galvanized sheet metal.
It ain't thick, that's it.
No. You gotta be careful when you're working with it, too. You gotta have real low heat.
Oh. How do you get low heat? Looks like your heat's all hot.
Well, I mean low flame. If you have too much flame, well, it'll burn, just melt down.
Just melt it down. Mm-hmm. Oh, instead of turning the flame out like that, just keep it short.
Just real short. Like
just
that.
Real short. That'll do it. Is that the best they can do, making out of that light stuff?
No, it's not the best they can do, but that's the best they do. That muffler ain't been on there very long.
How much trouble is it? Do you ever do tandem? Straight one wouldn't be a muffler, would it? Just a pipe.
Yes. If you put your pipe, I can take a drive shaft and close the ends up, put my pipe up through, all the way through, and then on your exhaust, put your exhaust all the way down to the bottom. Just about that much on each end, then the exhaust will come up and go back down and back out. We'll quieten down real good.
Okay, I didn't get that. Now you talking about up this way or the exhaust going out that way?
Have you a tube? That your inlet is here. Right, you run your inlet pipe all the way up like that on an angle, and your outlet will come out like this. Well, you'll come all the way down like that, right beside of that, and let it go out. Then your exhaust will come up through this way, out into your tubing, back down here, and then it'll come out up there.
And there was something like that. Now, what's this made out of? A 2-inch pipe?
No. I can make it. I've got some drive shaft material.
Oh, heavy stuff.
That's right. You know that old Ford truck?
Yeah.
I made that muffler.
On this knot here?
No, on the Ford.
Oh, that was.
The other truck I had down here. I made it.
Yeah. Well, I want to see one.
I'll build one.
That's all right. You just got to have that closed chamber in there.
That's right. That's right.
Full of gas.
That's right.
And the gas is what cushions it.
That's right. That's right.
So if you got a big chamber full of gas, then a little chamber for it to go out of, it just captures it.
That's right.
It just
slows it down. I made that on the Ford out of a piece of auger tubing. 8-inch auger tubing.
Do you like to talk to people who know about these things?
Yeah, I like to find out.
A lot of people I talk to are smart. I don't enjoy that much. You know, when they get smart enough.
Yeah, lots of people think that they know more than the manufacturers.
Yeah.
Well, now, I don't like to talk to that kind of people. They'll throw you off.
Yeah, you don't get very far. But you don't run into that much.
But you take people now that's had the actual experience in doing something like this. You know, I really enjoy talking with them.
Yeah. That old blow
Blowhard, isn't that what we used to call
him? Yeah. Blowhard.
Blowhard.
Them kids of mine, they don't like them. Frank and Laura, they don't like people like that either. They're just like common, down-to-earth people.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so this is the heart of the rainy season, huh? We had two good big rains, and then it rained a little every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it ought to do, down through June, end of July. What it ought to do. If it gets dry enough to make hay, like these fellas do, mm-hmm. and generally it does, that means you're not getting enough rain. Now that's my understanding of it.
That's right, because if it gets dry enough for that hay to dry out, like cut it today and bale it tomorrow, that ground is pretty doggone dry, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It sure is.
And you don't have much growth of hay either.
That's right.
Oh, I remember some of that alfalfa we used to grow up the country there. That was so sick.
Oh, my God.
Lord, it just fall over.
I took horses and we cut it with a horse-drawn mower machine, and they go through there. You got the sickle, go through there and cut it, and it'd still be standing when the horses would come back around again. They have to ride it down to get over.
Yeah.
Daddy'd take about 50 pounds and tie on a mower machine seat when I was mower, because I wasn't near as heavy as he was, you know. And he put an extra 50 pounds on my mower machine seat to keep the weight off the horse's neck.
Oh. Yeah. What sort of weight would he put on it?
He had a cement block that he built.
Yeah. Come right in.
But
my shoe won't fit.
You in a hurry to home?
Yeah.
Put that old chair out of your way and pull up a chair. Did you get coffee?
No.
I'm glad of tea.
I thought I just got to drink one of those. I went to sleep watching the flame rain.
See, that's what she knew. That's what this weather's for.
Yeah.
I did. I curled up on that thing. And
I figured you went to sleep.
I said, now I gotta go back down there. And I curled right through it too.
Now, how did you come up here? Round the road?
Walk all the road. Bits of the line.
Sand Square's not out yet.
Just went home and park the feet up a while, and then I'll work on my ton truck.
Park the feet up a while, that ain't gonna. You gotta go to the store.
Ain't gonna take me all evening. No more money than I got to spend, but it won't take long. It'll take very long to get there, to get in.
Then you had to go to sleep, like a dog.
I just couldn't resist that last piece of meat for nothing in the world, so I fixed my sandwich.
Well, you didn't want to leave it and waste it.
No, sir.
See, what branch office now do I call for power McAnophy or McIntosh? Or
McIntosh. Ready? McIntosh.
Well, sir, that hit the spot.
Need a little bit. What you gonna do first on your truck?
I'm gonna pull the head off, grind the valves first thing.
Oh.
It won't take long. And,
You got a little help?
Yeah. I got plenty of help. Alice will be out there. Sarah will be out there.
Oh, they help?
They get
Becky and Karen Ann will, but Alice and Becky will get out. Alice and Sarah will get out there.
They'll get out there and get as greasy as I do.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Is that right? Well, what can they do? Can they
hang the tools?
Can
wash
they
wash parts?
Do the grinding?
No, I do all that. Because I'm particular, I want to.
They wash the, yeah.
They wash the parts up.
They can keep up with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they wash them up and put them back where they get.
Is that right?
And,
Alice's daddy's sidekick.
Keep my tools picked up where I drop, That's a great help.
Oh, yeah.
If I drop a bolt, they'll pick you out of that.
Yeah. Well, Lord help us.
And
they just tag along ready to work.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Harriet and Becky, they're kind of the lazy side. Harriet and?
Harriet
and, yeah.
Get it running, and then I'll go pick up that body I bought.
Found one?
Yes, ma'am, I found one. All metal. Won't rot.
How big a place will it take to get it under the shed?
Well, the body is 10 feet long, 7 feet wide.
Fellow ought to have his garage 10 foot.
Yeah.
At least where you go in. I made these little things out here just 8 foot. That's a little hard to get in like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cramp shit. You gotta be too careful. Sometimes you just don't want to be careful.
Like Jay was one day, he wasn't careful. He backed in the post, on them concrete posts there, big as they are.
Daddy wasn't there either.
He couldn't see it. He backed into it.
I saw him in stairs like that. Mama said they won't do it, but I said it will.
I'll put a set of bunk beds in there.
I think the bunk beds are most comfortable.
Yeah. I'll just put a set of bunk beds in there.
You buy them or make them?
I'll buy them. Put a set of full-size bunks in the back room and a three-quarter. Put a bigger bed in the middle room. That'll be it then. Well, Laura, if you're ready to go, we better go.
Oh, I didn't care enough. That's the thing. We just have to stop on our way back.
Okay. We'll stop and get it. It's going to rain some more after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes,
I'm over grass, and I bet you can eat high already.
Now I'll get home and go to the grocery store. And give me a little time to work on that truck seat.
Just started.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll be down tomorrow. Riding the horses.
I think Mama's planning to bring some people down tomorrow, ain't she, Daddy?
No.
She ain't bringing a lot of men down?
No.
She says she will. A lot of
going to that reunion tomorrow. We'll see.
I don't. Nothing going on here as far as I know.
Yeah, okay.
That's the end of that little tape on Saturday after dinner. It wasn't much. It wasn't as much as I even thought it was. Channel 2 over around 2:30. Channel 2 over around 2:30 on Saturday, the 14th of June, 69. Now, this was really a surprise. This was on Monday, about supper time, 30th of June, 69. It came cooking out here just from work by himself in his old reliable pickup truck. He'd come to square things away. He'd been due back on Sunday, yesterday, the day before, on Sunday, bring in that hay and tidy up a little bit, and he hadn't even showed up. Not a word from him. Well, he got too hot. I got too hot on Saturday late. That's the time I complained to him that he was wearing me out. He's sitting over there on that rake over there next to the road in the front Collins pasture. There wasn't enough hay over there to sweep. So he come on, brought the rake in, and we hitched to the baler and baled in the upper Collins pasture and over there too, was left. And I came in after that. I just had enough. I just pulled the baler up there under the tree and came on in and took an aspirin and went to bed, went lay down. Now, he and Laura, I guess it was, and Nick went over for a load in the upper Collins pasture, brought it all of that in, and then they took on. And as he says in this tape, he's sick on the way home. Now, on Sunday, he wasn't worth shooting. He said he just laid up in the shade and let the children play. Helen not doing well. I asked him if she'd taken care of Becky. She said yes, and herself too. Her legs were swelled as big as churns, and this was about as low-key as any session we've had. We just came on in here and just sat most of the time. And Cookie, for the longest time, had no idea at all. And he finally got around to it, and before he left, he had made several proposals. And that was on Monday the 30th of June, 69. Monday the 30th of June, 69. And this is Channel 2 over. Got way up at 258 right now. Channel 2 over, 260. Channel 2 over, 260.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Sit down and kiss there.
Sit down right here, Cookie. And there's you some,
No, sir. I told you I had enough.
Well, I didn't think I did until I started home. But I got too hot. That's what it was.
Turn that thing off. I can't hear Cookie talk.
I have sense enough to know when you get too hot.
I ain't, I know.
You said he was sick on the way home.
No, I was sick yesterday morning yet when I got up. I never slept none on Saturday night.
Oh. Well,
you
just got too hot, that's all.
You know, Cookie, it's been hot.
You know that poor little old Laura? Laura, I'm telling you, that poor kid was just burnt slap up.
You mean outside?
No, and she was just scalded all over. Of course, she had sweated, you know,
yeah.
Under her clothes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
But she's out in the sun raking that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'd rather be raking on the rake than out there raking.
Yeah.
I see why. Well, it's all right if you're up to it,
There wasn't none of us up to it, see? None of us.
Frank was, still got that white, he hadn't been out in the sun much.
No, he hadn't been out in the sun much. No.
been trying to get me to work the model Lord with him, and I told him I'd worked out.
We went out there, put up, so you know how it is, putting up a lot of your equipment, just storing away, you know, spent half the afternoon doing that.
Better today.
And they got me covered up longly. I never will be caught up now. Never will. And they had a push back in the background waiting for Cookie to come by. They can't take another vacation. There's so much catching up to do after you get back.
What does a man gain by vacation?
Just wouldn't quit out there. Golly, I thought I'd come out and tell you. Did you have any sense?
Well, I hate to think what would happen to us if we'd had a full crop of hay.
Yeah, me too.
We've both been in the hospital.
I'll tell you, guy, you know, if we had had a real good crop of hay, where we wouldn't have had to run so much to got a bale of hay, you know, it wouldn't have been so bad. The only difference would have been we'd been picking up the hay.
And that was no trouble.
No. That's the only difference it would have made. Would have been picking up the hay.
Mowing been the same?
It'd have been a lot easier mowed because a mowing machine will cut better in thick grass than they will in thin grass.
Yeah.
And a hay rake rakes better heavy than it does thin.
And the bale seems to do better when it's got that long,
straight, even
ribbon.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah. It seems to do better. Seems to put out better bales.
Yeah. Don't leave it all around.
That's right. Glad we got it up without any rain on it.
Yeah, but it should be.
Yeah, let it rain now. No, don't. I'd just assume it wouldn't because Guy Duggar up above me there, he's got a lot of coastal Bermuda cut down. And I'd hate to see it get wet.
Has the drought hurt his grass?
Yes,
I'm sure it has.
Yes, sure has. He's got about a half a crop, just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, hay is going to be hay next spring in the mm-hmm. state of Florida.
Because mm-hmm. this other crop is the main crop. Now, you can get a second crop if you got a good season, but the likelihood is on that second season it's going to be dry.
And if we don't get that rank quick growth, it's going to be tough hay. Hillcrest cut hay in October when I worked for them. That was coastal Bermuda. They cut it four times in one season.
Yeah, that's
tough. Now, this weekend, Friday, I'll be off Friday. Have to work half a day Saturday. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But I got to work half a day Friday in order to get paid for, half a day Saturday in order to get paid for Friday. Otherwise, if I don't work Saturday morning, I won't get paid for Friday.
In other words, they want you there on Saturday.
They want me there on Saturday morning. That is this Saturday. Now, the rest of the time, I'm going to be off on Saturday morning and let the other mechanic work on Saturday morning. See, he wants to make the time because he's just working part-time. He works in the afternoon and goes to school in the morning.
Well,
he needs the time. He goes to Santa Fe Junior College, see. Well, he needs the time. Well, I could use it, but... I feel like I need some time off, too.
You could use it yourself, too.
Yeah, I feel like I need some time off also.
But Cookie, ain't it pretty out there where you mowed?
It sure is.
All that that side mower makes it look like a park. It don't look the same with that rotor mower.
Nope. You can't cut it even with that rotor mower.
I don't know what it is. It's always stubble. Some of them you can. You cover a lot of territory in that 2 weeks. Come over here a half a dozen times or more.
Yeah. Well, I burnt 2 tanks of gas in my truck. From the time I come back until now, I burnt two tanks and I get around 17 and a half miles per gallon. Of course, a lot of us out there in the hayfield, kids jockeying around, playing with it.
Oh, not too much.
Of course, Laura's my daughter, but now she's a worker.
She don't mind working.
Now she'll get out there and get with it.
She'd ask me things and I wouldn't know.
Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. No one was Saturday. Yep, Saturday. I was out there raking. She came up and stopped me. Well, she was over here and she was backwards. She wouldn't speak up. She come over and asked me, she said, I need a dollar. I said, what you need a dollar for? She said, I got to go to the store. So right away, I put two and two together. And I said, okay, run along. And she come back, she's all right. But she did. She had to go to the store. She'd been to the trailer and she couldn't find anything. She came up here and she was, there's too many people around, she wouldn't ask.
Oh, it was, yes, it was, the family was here and they were sort of coming and going and yeah,
she,
it was...
She wouldn't say anything to tell you about it. That's why she was gone for so long there at that one time. Well, she was in trouble. She had to go. She went down the store and come back and got straightened out. And she went back on the same job. She didn't stutter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hadn't seen Helen this long. Is she taking care of Becky?
Yeah, she's taking care of Becky and herself.
Herself, too?
Yeah. Her legs as big as churns. This hot weather, Lord, it just makes her legs swell up. I mean, they just get so swell so tight, they're stiff.
How often?
She thinks this hot weather has something to do with it?
Yeah, she thinks it does.
It might do it.
I tell you, it sure was pretty out there with all y'all working with that machine and everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty. It's nice. It's sitting out there. I burn out every now and then. I've made hay in a lot of weather, and I always enjoyed it. The hot weather never bothered me. Now, get up there and you just sweat. You just a sheet of sweat. That's
yeah.
All it was good. You couldn't get too hot, you know. You pitching. My recollection is we had that old needle that would catch down in the hay and pull it up, you see, with a horse.
Yeah.
And you'd carry it way on back and trip it. But you still had a right smart hay to move.
My dad's got one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He don't use it now.
Yes.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. He likes to use loose hay once in a while.
Uh-huh.
Now, mainly it's soybeans. See, he cuts plant soybeans for feed, you know?
Yeah.
And he uses that for his soybean. Because you can't bale them. They just won't dry out if you bale them.
No. No, it takes so long. Knock the beans out.
I'd crush the beans and you wouldn't have nothing then.
Yeah. You got so much fine feed for animals over. I want to have a bunch of animals over here. Trouble is, it's costly now. They're hard to get a hold of.
Even the calves are costly.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, Guy, I figure this fall, if we make any hay, any more hay, I figure this fall that the poor cows will be cheap.
Be cheaper?
Well, if you could take a poor cow and feed her through the winter and get a calf off of her, you could sell her and the calf for a good price next spring.
Yeah. That hay won't do much for them down here.
Well, I hope we make enough to win trade for some corn.
It's not going to make any more unless you fertilize it. You just get a half a growth out there, not enough to cut. And unless you cut it, it'll get tough. It won't do you any good. You don't have enough animals to graze it, see?
Mm-hmm.
You just have to come right back of it as soon as it rains and put that nitrogen on it.
Why don't you put about 200 per acre or?
That'd be better.
I know they say 100 pound per acre is sufficient, but in some cases.
Oh, that nitrogen, that 40% nitrogen, that one bag of that won't make much.
No, it won't. It sure won't.
Two bags will do better. Well, now, you notice, Cookie, even in this dry weather, you know.
A little more rain and a little more time, it would have made a lot better.
Yeah.
And, I'll probably have that truck going by this weekend. And I'll buy a tag for it. That's what's going to knock the soup out of it.
Can't win for spending money.
Sure can't.
That's what happened, and there's nothing I can do about it. Just something all the time.
It is me. It all goes out, and nothing comes back into it.
It don't. That's where it seems like.
Just a one-way affair.
Yeah. I'm a half mind to see if I could trade with Red Smith on a fertilizer spreader. And I guess, really, the whirl type's better than the old easy flow type.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to handle. You get around with them better.
Oh, yeah.
You can just pick them up and fly down the road. And, you know, you can get them as big as you want. All I want, you know, hell, you can get them a whole ton.
You don't need one that big.
Ain't very much.
No, it ain't. No, you can put a ton on a little old pickup before you fix.
Yeah. Ain't very much, really. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, I put, well, the way we were doing it, I didn't suffer. And then if you put a 6 or 8 bag at half a ton, well, that would really see you.
If a fellow looks around, find one, they're fairly plentiful. People don't use them much. I bet you people who've got them now don't use them once a year.
No, because they get all of their spread commercially.
Go ahead and cook us something, Faye, and we'll eat. We're just killing time. Yeah.
Don't cook nothing meat on
that. You see, she just cooked. The fertilizer coming cheaper that way.
That's right.
Sure, Wallace.
But you got to get it all at once.
Yeah.
And you don't know where it's going. Where they put it?
Don't know where they put it. And it's the hardest thing in the world to be there when they come.
Ain't that the
truth?
You may want it over here, and they put it back over here.
Yeah. And if you tell them not to put it up there under them trees, they'll be sure and put a lecture there.
They sure will. They'll put plenty. Love?
That old Nicky saw.
Yeah?
I would do that. We didn't hit nothing. But nothing hit.
No.
You couldn't hardly hit anything there. The flywheel right above it.
No, you couldn't hit nothing there. No.
It just gave away.
It's rotten, old.
It looked like it brand new.
Uh-huh. What's that? I wonder what size that is.
16 inch.
16?
All that old stuff, 16 inch, isn't it?
No, some of it's 15.
A tractor 16. One of them front tractor tires 16?
No, they were 15.
Was it?
Yeah.
This is 16600. Because it was new enough you could read the letters on it.
616. Let me check. I think I've got one.
It don't matter whether it's 600 or 900.
No, a 650 would be all right. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a regular implement tire, just so it's a tire that will stay up.
Just the tire. The only, as I understand it, any old tire work out here, and tire bust out here, not going to hurt anybody.
No.
But they never do that.
You ain't going to go fast enough to throw anybody off anything.
Yeah.
I believe I've got one or two.
Bad on you to undergraze a pasture. It's just
to overgraze it.
The way around the summertime.
That's right.
Now take out here where the horses are. That'd be stuff you can't eat.
Yeah.
And time that grows back a little bit. So, which is some way we could fertilize all that get it in the barn. It's just so much, you know, if you could get at it, go on and get at it and get it in, be over with, there wouldn't be so much trouble, but it just drags out somehow or other.
Let's be frank with you, money is my problem. He'll call her up and she'll talk to him on the telephone. Queen. Well, that's his name. But he'll call her up Saturday evening, Sunday evening. That's all for an hour. Maybe he'll run over. He has an uncle lives over there in Hawthorne. Maybe he'll run over there, just drop by and sit and stop and talk to her about 5 minutes. And he's on back to his book. He studies all the time. He'd have to make the grades he does.
Yeah, they don't give you those.
You learn them, don't
you? You know it.
I saw Mr. Pearson the other evening. his well don't not got enough pressure to supply them with water. But he told me I could get all the drinking water I wanted. It wouldn't put enough pressure, wouldn't have enough pressure to put it down from my trailer, but we could carry all the drinking water we wanted from there.
They cost. Now you're not a well man. You don't have any equipment.
No.
It takes time to put it in. It takes the right smart equipment.
That's right. I got the pump, and I got the know-how to hook the pump up.
Yeah. You got the pump and the jet and everything to go with it?
That's right.
Are you going to put in a 4-inch well?
No. Mine just got my. I've got a 3/4 horse pump. It's a jet pump, but it sits on top of a well,
yeah.
Like yours out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tune it down for about 1/3 the money that it'll cost you to put a 4-inch down.
Yeah.
Then it'll cost me $350.
What makes you think so?
Because if you don't go down below that hard pan, you don't get good water.
No.
Well, there ain't no use of stopping till you get good water once you're set up.
Well, you see, that's my trouble up here. It's just really surface water. It goes down 60 feet, the level of that swamp down there. That was not far from it.
Christian said his well was, he's got real good water. I tasted it. So he's got real good water, and he's 95 feet deep.
Yeah. Mr. Patterson's 180. Oh, 150, 175, 80, somewhere along there.
Well, he said he went through the hard pan out there.
Yeah.
At 95 feet, see?
Oh.
So I figure no farther than the trailer will be from where he is, I figure 95 feet will go through the hard pan and get a good vein of water.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever talk to Jim Livengood?
Jim Livengood.
Mm-hmm.
The power in there this week. Gotta get my pole up there beside of my trailer. I've got it. I'm gonna bring it down, put it in the ground, put my box on it. For a lead-in cable, too.
But you're getting behind, are you treating?
Yes, I am. I'm about to do some trading.
I don't know whether you can afford to do much of this sort of work or not. Now, you'd have made money on this if we'd had a season.
Yeah. Well, that's a chance you got to take.
Well, you do the same thing when you trade.
That's right.
You can lose about as easy as you can win, can't you? At least
Every time I buy something, it's about a 50-50 chance whether I get my money's worth. What do you got in mind now? You got anything particular in mind now? Trading? Well, you got a lot of things in mind. You got your horse trailers.
Yeah, I've got. This old trailer I've got out here. I can rack up some money on that if I can get it home and get some sides on it and the front end put in. Because I know a man that's wanting one bad. Bad. And when he wants something real bad, that's the time to hit him.
Would he trade you for that one I've got out there? That's too big for him.
Hadn't it have to come too high, guy? You got too much money in that.
How much could you get out of that?
Well, to put sides on it, I might get $500. Let's see, I can put sides on that, and I got. And the front, and the gate, tailgate, I know I can get $400 out of this.
That extra $100? This takes a little bit more power to pull it.
That's right.
But some want more.
That's right. There'll be a time that I can get rid of that for more than that. The time will come that I'll sell that for a good price. I'm all the time looking for a deal.
We just about finished up over here. I don't know of anything particular we need.
Okay, a lot of sprigs of indigo coming out.
Yeah.
All over all these pastures.
Yeah. Well, now up to last year even out there, that was sick with indigo. I think it grew up in.
Well, now it don't take much fertilizer for indigo.
You have to start it off. Start with.
Uh-huh.
But it don't take
where he'll have some place to have fan and lights and
yeah.
Refrigeration and
oh,
so
yeah.
on and so forth.
Every headquarters.
He'll probably stay with us. That's what he wants to do. He wants to come down and just stay over in the trailer, see?
Uh-huh.
And come out here and work and help you and jig around. And
I don't want to help. I want to get out of it. I've done it too much. But I'd like for him to do it.
That's what he wants. He wants to come out to, you know, something to do and... he said the other day, he said, there's money down there. I said, if we can just dig it out.
That's right. He's got the muscle.
He sure has.
Now, he don't mind using it, does he?
No, sir. No, myself. I'm just real pleased with my family, the way they're snapping out and coming on out of it. Ain't none of them afraid of work.
He's not quite, he needs a little more age on him to, you know, just turn over equipment to him.
Yeah, he'll be 15 until the 21st of next month.
Yeah, I don't want to push it.
Now, this little Ford tractor, I wouldn't mind that. But I don't have a plow that'll pull. This big double plow I got out here is too big for it. This place down here just needs it bad, Edward.
My house paid for in Hawthorne. I would delight in just spending full time on a farm like this.
Yeah. If you had that shift, you know, where you didn't have to work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a little extra time. It'd be good for it's good for it. You see, I don't mind working. You know, a fella can do a lot in 3 or 4 hours a day.
Yes, my fella.
Yeah.
Do as much in an hour with the machinery as you could in one day as you could in a full day with two or three mules.
Oh, you used to work them hard, you see, to break acre a day, didn't it?
Yes, my fellow, you had to get on.
You had to get on and look at all them steps.
That's right.
Yes.
You get for breaking an acre of land then, even though it did take you all day, will go further than all day's work.
Yeah.
Wages will today.
Yeah. Okay, it's got so you see your family is so expensive. Then you see your family start to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They had gone the family comes.
We'll try to get down either tomorrow evening or Wednesday evening and bring Frank and Laura and get that there blue stuff picked up down yonder and hauled off and put someplace, get it out off of the pastures, you know.
Oh, that's not worth a trip. Not much of it over there.
See it later. I like to get it up. A truck, and I saw land that he has fertilized, and he seems to do a real good job on putting out his fertilizer.
He don't do it himself.
Yes, he does now.
Don't tell me.
Yes, sir. He does it himself.
Well, he had his own equipment.
A new Ford truck this year, this summer. And I do all this repair work. I have up until he got his new truck.
Mm-hmm.
See, I put a new engine in his old truck. I rebuilt the transmission for him. I rebuilt the rear end for him. Put a new ring gear and pinion in it for him. Oh, I did a lot of work for him.
When you treat him for a little fertilizer.
Maybe. Well, Emory doesn't have liquid now. He went out of that business.
Oh.
He's got nothing but granulated. He lost his shirt on that liquid.
What's the matter?
He just, his equipment was eating him up.
Yeah.
See, he had to buy all them tanks and all them special sprays and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he got an opportunity to come out just about on top, so he let it slip.
Let it go.
Let it go.
It was bad to get out.
It was bad to get out of, and he just stayed with these granulated fertilizer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That equipment out and use it all day.
That sort of
material and the labor and the wear and tear on his equipment. I'd like to get rid of it too, but they won't let me. satisfied if I got rid of this little black one down here.
She's not talking anything.
I know, but she's liable to start.
But again.
He said, I'm not. Again, I'm going to have another mowing machine.
One that'll roll?
No. No. one like that. Similar to that.
That don't cut it quite low enough, does it?
No.
And that's as low as we can get it.
That's right.
You just made that way.
That's right. I know where there's a Ford mower. So I'll go behind that little Ford tractor. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to trade for it. I don't have no money and I'm going to trade for it.
Well, don't get one you have to attach like this one.
This here's got two hitches on it.
That's about right.
Three hitches, actually.
Yeah.
It's got the three-point hitch and your PTO. You pick it up and go on about your business.
Yeah. But you know, it's amazing what you can do with a little tractor with that thing on it.
Yeah, sure.
So you can push the hay away.
I better get out of here and go home. I come down and I'm going to pick up that hay this evening. One or two yesterday, but I just didn't feel like it. I laid out. Kids went out, friends of ours, and played around in the water and eat watermelon, and by golly, I laid in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I had in order to get anything done today.
Yeah.
If I worked yesterday, I wouldn't have been able to work today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Mean.
That's the end of that little cookie tape. On Monday, the 30th of June, 69, he came by here after work, and this is the end of Channel 2 Over, and the end of the reel, cookie reel number 2, and this is the end of that little visit as Cookie. He came by to patch things up, explain why he didn't come in on Sunday to finish up that hay. Long silences, long pauses in this. I cut most of them out. We said it's low key. This is the lowest key we've ever had. I just tired, not discouraged or depressed, just tired. This visit with Cookie on the way home from work on Monday, the 30th of June, 69, is the end of Channel 2 Over.